Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Washing one's hands is an important deterrent to the spreading of germs. Don Schaffner, professor of food science at Rutgers University, is trying to find the optimal hand washing methodology.
You've probably heard all your life that hand washing is important to public health. In fact, the published research supports this quite strongly. Numerous scientific research articles show the positive impact on a variety of target populations when hand washing is encouraged, or in developing countries when something as simple as a bar of soap is provided to people that could not previously afford it. You may have even heard advice about washing your hands, things like wash your hands for 20 seconds, or you may have heard the same phrase with 15 seconds or 30 seconds being the recommended time frame. The United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, recommends teaching your child to wash their hands for as long as it takes to sing the Happy Birthday song twice, approximately 20 seconds. You might be surprised to learn, however, that the scientific basis for 5, 10, 15, 20, or even 30 seconds is virtually non-existent. Research is currently underway in our lab to better characterize the effect of wash time, as well as other parameters on the effectiveness of a good hand wash. We're quantifying the effect of soap versus no soap, antibacterial versus plain soap, the effect of water temperature, the optimum wash time, and the method of drying. So, wash your hands, especially after handling raw meat, changing a dirty diaper, or after you poop. How long should you wash your hands? We're working on that.
That was Don Schaffner of Rutgers University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.